Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex a large strip of the occupied West Bank if he is reelected. This dramatic campaign pledge comes just 1 week before Israelis go to the polls, and as the region waits for President Trump to unveil his peace plan. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu made this televised announcement.
Today I announce my intention upon forming the next government to impose Israeli sovereignty on the Jordan Valley and the northern Dead Sea.
Those areas border Jordan and make up about 30% of the West Bank. Netanyahu says his promised annexation would include Israeli settlements there, but not areas where Palestinians live, and would give Israel a permanent secure border on its eastern flank. This would be a dramatic move. Israel has occupied the West Bank for more than 50 years, but Palestinians want it for an independent state, and most countries say the future of the land should be resolved in peace talks. For now, this is a campaign pledge, similar to one he made in the spring to annex other Jewish settlements. It could be an attempt to appeal to right-wing voters. Now he says President Trump is about to unveil his Israeli-Palestinian peace plan.
I believe that because of the way
Netanyahu says Israelis should vote for him because his close ties with Trump will ensure Israel will be able to keep its settlements during peace negotiations. Jordan's foreign minister condemned Netanyahu's declaration. Palestinian officials say annexation would bury chances for a two-state solution to the conflict. And Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas said it would prompt him to call off existing peace agreements with Israel. The Trump administration did not welcome Netanyahu's pledge, but did not object either. An official said the U.S. will release its peace proposal after the Israeli election. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.